This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with animal advocate Anne-Marie Lucas. But first, Chris Brown can't get into Canada. The government won't allow him into their country. He had to cancel shows in Montreal and Toronto because of immigration issues. Specific details aren't known. Chris claims the Canadian government won't let him into the country, but he would be back this summer, he says. Both shows were sold out, and fans will get their tickets refunded. If you add up the cost of all of Kim Kardashian's favorite makeup and beauty products, you'll spend exactly $1,977.75. For Kim's skin, which is apparently on the dry side, she goes for the Rich Cream, which is $455 for a tiny bottle. She also uses Tracy Martin's Shakti Resculpting Body Cream, which is $155, and Vitamin C Cream, valued at $115. Studies suggest that dogs can look at our faces and tell whether we're happy or not. They can also tell if we're untrustworthy, and if so, they'll stop following the clues that we give. Dogs are more intelligent than most people realize, but they also think differently than humans do. They don't think about the past or the future when they make decisions. They just look at what's around them. But they can use their memory when deciding whether or not to trust the people around them. A weekly contributor is Anne-Marie Lucas, formerly of Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. She is our animal advocate. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Mike Bennett. How are you?
I'm terrific, and you have a great topic to talk about. When it comes to your pet and something awful happens, a catastrophic injury or illness, what do you do? The moral dilemma that people face. So tell us what your take is.
Yes, well, unfortunately, I have loads of experience professionally when I was an animal cop, and also personally because my husband and I have so many animals that this issue comes up for everybody if you're a pet owner. What happens if the unexpected happens? Your dog or cat gets hit by a car. A serious illness strikes them. All things that are unexpected, and how do you handle that? That's certainly something that as pet parents, we all have to worry about and have a plan going forward.
The immediate thing that comes to mind when it comes to expenses is pet insurance. Is that something that you would recommend?
You know, pet insurance is very controversial. Like all insurance, insurance companies are out to make money, and it's not always to benefit the people or the pet in this case. So you really have to do your research. I don't have pet insurance because we have loads of animals. So most of the time, they don't account for, you know, multiple pets in your home. It's usually if you have one or two dogs or one or two cats, that might work for you if it's cost effective. And if something catastrophic happens, most vets do honor pet insurance. So that's something personal that you would have to check into. I don't do it because I would rather put the money into the daily care of my pets and the regular maintenance of my pets and just pray and take assurances that something catastrophic doesn't happen, which there are things that you can do to prevent or hopefully stop it from getting any worse.
So give us some examples.
Yeah, well, daily maintenance of your pet and checking in with your pet every day. And I know that sounds simple, but, you know, we're all very busy in our lives. We forget to check in with our pet to see what's going on. Now, I'm crazy and I'm hands-on. I watch everything regarding my dogs and cats. I watch them go to the bathroom, which sounds nutty, but you can certainly tell a lot from how an animal is functioning every day if they're functioning properly. I check their ears, their eyes, their skin, their coat, their feet, their mouth, their general attitude, whether they're eating and drinking properly. I'm on top of it, and I think the more you are on top of it, the more you know your pet. If something is off, and I don't take this lightly, if the slightest thing is off, watch your pet closely, and then get your pet to the vet as soon as something is going wrong, because you can stop something from progressing. And that's really the key, is to really monitor and take good care of your pet on a daily basis, and hopefully a lot of those things will not manifest.
Of course, things do happen. Accidents happen. Animals get hit by vehicles and so forth. Have you faced that dilemma as to whether or not to spend thousands upon thousands trying to save the animal?
Oh, yes, we have. I mean, we've had three in the past couple of years, catastrophic injuries. Our most recent one was last week. Our cat Mango, who's a young male cat, he's only 3 years old, he had a urinary blockage, which is something very serious with cats. They cannot go to the bathroom properly, and they become blocked. His required surgery because it happened to him several times. Now, that's a $4,000 surgery, easy. You know what I mean? Based on everything, all of the hospital stay and everything all combined. We're in a very good position because we don't have any children. So all of our money for extra things can go to our pets, but not everybody's in that situation. We also have little Lance, and you met little Lance at a pet event. He's our little blonde chihuahua, all of 4 pounds of him. He has pancreatic cancer, which we had a tumor removed 6 months ago and has prolonged his life for a couple of years, but ultimately he will die of pancreatic cancer. These are things that we're dealing with, and certainly we opted to have the surgeries and everything that we needed to have done. But, you know, not everybody's in that position, and that's why you really have to have an open and honest discussion with your family and also your vet. And I think that's something that everybody should do, is establish a good relationship with your vet. I'm not talking about calling a vet out of the blue and say, if something happens, and saying, can you help me? Because most vets aren't going to do that. But if you are a good pet owner and you're a customer of that vet, and they know you and they know you love your pet, you should be able to have that conversation to say to them, if something happens catastrophic to my pet, will you work with me? And I think that's something that all vets out there should consider. Why wouldn't you want to keep this pet owner's pet alive? Because not everybody can put out $4,000 or $5,000 to take care of their pet if something happens.
So if you know them well, you can really believe that they're giving you the bottom line and the truth.
Exactly. And that's really key, is that, you know, I can call my vet because we have so many animals. They know us. We know we're on a first name basis, and I can call them at any time and just ask a question. Hey, or I can text them and say, hey, what do you think about this? And they'll say, okay, Emery, on this one, I think you need to come in. Not everybody has that open relationship with your vet, but you could. You could if you put the time in and you make a visit. You know what? Maybe at Christmas time, send them a Christmas card with your pet's picture. Keep in touch with them, even if you only go in once a year. You know, have that communication with them. Ask them a question now and then. Maybe stop in once in a while and bring cookies for the vet staff who takes good care of your vet. I mean, it's really about establishing a relationship with them, because it's not easy. It's not easy when you have to face that decision. Do you euthanize your animal because you can't afford it? I mean, who wants to go down that road? And unfortunately, lots of people do. And it would be nice if vets would step up and say, hey, you know, we care about you and we care about your pet and we want to work with you. But you also have to be responsible and work with the vet and be a responsible person and pay that payment. There are things called care credit that you can check into if you're indigent and you don't have really any funds coming in at all. There are care credit programs that you can apply for. But that doesn't work for the middle class working person out there who makes a good salary but doesn't make the extra salary.
Would you question someone who did turn down life-saving surgery for a pet simply on financial grounds?
You know, I used to be much harsher on people when I was an animal cop. When I was much younger, I would say, well, why do you have a pet if you can't afford it? I mean, I wouldn't say that to people, but I would think it to myself. And then as I got older and realized financial responsibility and realizing that not everybody has the extra funds to do that, I've lightened up a little bit. I certainly think that you should do everything in your power to save your animal's life, because they are important and life matters. They are your loved one. I think you should do everything you possibly can, whether it's borrowing money, you know, put it on a credit card, start a rainy day fund, tap into your savings. I mean, these are all personal decisions, but it really is a matter of how much does this pet mean to you? And could you live with yourself if you had to put your animal to sleep? And I would never judge anybody. I really wouldn't. But I do judge when people do silly things and don't take care of their pets on a regular basis and then wonder why their pet got sick, because they didn't feed them every day or give them fresh water or secure the fence in their yard. Their dog got out and got hit by a car. I mean, there are things that you can do to safeguard your pet. And I think, how about this one? I had a friend, and I won't mention their names. They have a little Yorkie, and their daughters had little hair ties that they left all around the house. Well, guess what the little Yorkie loved to eat? Little hair ties. He had 50 of them in his stomach by the time he got sick enough to be taken to the vet and they had to do emergency surgery to remove those hair ties. So things like that, I really am a little tougher on people, because I think you have to, like children, pet-proof your house, really monitor what's going on in your house, pick up after yourself, pick up after your pets and your children, and try and avoid those things that could event in a catastrophic injury or illness.
All right, and your pet tip for the week is kind of interesting. It concerns the internet.
Yes, because I have lots of experience with this. You will drive yourself crazy if you go on the internet and listen to everybody's advice regarding your pet's care and the illness of your pet. I try and stick to the few, like PetMD, if there's a professional out there or a vet that I know the name, or if it's a responsible, reliable pet source. I've gone into some chat rooms with pets, and people have advice, and then people challenge that advice, and then it turns into you will drive yourself nuts listening to everybody's advice. Do yourself a favor. Do your own research. Get a good book on pets. Talk to your vet. Talk to professionals. Talk to friends who have pets that are really good pet owners, and make your own informed decisions. How's that?
That's perfect. Anne-Marie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
With our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. 23-year-old Henry lived in boring Gibsonville, North Carolina. One day, he stood on the railroad tracks and waited for a train. As it approached, he stood his ground and only jumped off a split second before being flattened like a bug. The Norfolk Southern Railroad called the police, and Henry was arrested on two charges. What were they? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Henry, the railroad jumper, was charged with trespassing and the more serious, impeding the operation of a railroad. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how did you pick the love of your life? Was it a feeling, a thought, or you just kind of liked his or her looks? Well, it all starts with a cheap trick formed early in life. Here's the science of it. Have you ever heard the song, "I Want a Girl Just Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad"? Well, that's absolutely true for men. And it seems that girls want a girl just like the guy that married dear old mom. It's called sexual imprinting. And early in life, children create a mental pattern of their opposite sex parents look and search for a life partner who matches the model. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, if your husband looks like your dad or if your wife favors your mother, you just increase the odds of marital success. The partner makes us feel safer and more secure. The result, a much happier marriage. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.